Spring is buzzing right along, and I can't think of a year when I've enjoyed it more. We've had several warm days, warmer than our last several springs, which means I've been outside a lot. That always makes my heart very happy. When all my senses are attuned to the sights, the smells, the sounds, the songs of nature, I can much more easily shrug off the troubles of the day. When I go outside, when I go for a walk, when I sit on a park bench, when I take my son down to the little beach near our house and let him feed the pigeons, all that stress kind of melts away. And if you pay attention to the tiny beetle who is on an impossible mission, or notice the little wren, I have a little wren that's building a nest somewhere, and every day she comes to my back door, my back porch, and gathers pieces of hair from my dog, and she comes and she grabs it and flies away. I know she's putting it in her nest. Maybe you see the busy squirrels dashing about. You feel more refreshed. You can go back to your task, and your heart is at peace. If you don't have a patch of grass or a bit of shade to escape to, well, there's always music. Put your earbuds in. Let music carry you away. My guest today is happy to help, providing uplifting songs that will brighten your mood. And she cares about the world deeply. 9-time Grammy nominee, 5-time GMA Dove Award-winning Female Vocalist of the Year, Natalie Grant. She is an icon in Christian and gospel music. Natalie, who many of you know from her numerous hits on Christian radio, has toured with such greats as Bob Norman, Jeremy Camp, who is adorable, as well as multi-platinum selling Mercy Me. Last year, she released an album, Seasons, and the single, You Will Be Found, from the Broadway play, Dear Evan Hansen, has crossed over from Christian music to mainstream music, where it landed on the top 20 chart. And now, get this, she has a collaboration with Dolly Parton covering Whitney Houston's Step by Step. It is receiving lots of buzz, and it is beautiful. In addition to garnering more than 500 million streams and multiple number one albums and singles on Billboard charts, she's also a respected author and a philanthropist. She's the co-founder of Hope for Justice, a nonprofit organization in the fight against human trafficking. Hope for Justice has 32 offices across 9 countries and 5 continents, and has helped over 100,000 children in the past year. Before we chat with the talented and the beautiful Natalie Grant, let me tell you about one of my podcast sponsors that really makes my heart sing. Have you been looking for a milk replacement because you have dairy allergies or sensitivities? Well, I found one that's absolutely amazing. It's Sherry's Hazel Cream, made from Oregon hazelnuts. This plant-based milk stands out from the competitors because it's designed for cooking and baking. It all started because Sherry, who could no longer tolerate dairy products, wanted to make gravy, but not gravy that tasted like coconut or oatmeal. So by enlisting the help of her engineer husband and a friend that's a food scientist, and through much trial and error, Sherry's Hazel Cream was born. Because of a special roasting process, it's very neutral in taste and works with a large variety of recipes. It comes sealed in shelf-stable, easy-to-use, pre-measured portion pods that you place into your blender. Add varying amounts of water to make milk, cream, or even condensed milk for pies and other mouth-watering desserts. It's delicious in mashed potatoes and cakes, in creamy soups, and even casserole dishes. Visit sherryshazelcream.com to learn more about this product, to read Sherry's story, and to place your order. It's at sherrishazelcream.com. C-H-E-R-I-S, hazelcream.com. Use code LOVE24 for 10% off your order. That's Sherry's Hazel Cream and LOVE24. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Here, we throw out all the rules. We don't follow scripts, but I just want to catch up. I just want to hear what you've been doing. And, you know, the world wants to know, what have you been doing the last couple of years?
We all survived, thank God, right? So we're here still, and we're making music. And, you know, honestly, 2020 seems like it's so hard for me to believe that was four years ago.
I
can't really wrap my head around that, because I feel like there's maybe just a stretch of time that just evaporated into the whatever, but it's hard to believe it's been 4 years. But you know, sometimes it's hard to talk about how that period of time was a gift, because it was hell for so many people. So many people who lost people they loved, or lost their job, or lost their houses, or, you know, so it's hard for a lot of people. But for us, it was a bit of a gift, because it forced us to slow down. It forced us to look, my husband and I, look in each other's eyes and just talk and be with one another and our children. And honestly, it was a gift to have that time together. But my twin daughters are 17 years old. They're juniors in high school, in that grade of trying to figure out what comes next. And you hear from the time, if you're a young parent listening, you hear from everybody, don't blink. It goes so fast. Don't blink. And when you're in the thick of it, you're like, oh, that sounds so sweet, whatever. But you can't actually digest that it's not a cliche. Cliches become cliches because they're true. It goes so fast. I cannot believe that we are looking at colleges and talking about futures, and it just seems impossible. My youngest daughter is 13. So I've got three teenage daughters, and I always say, yes, it's our favorite stage of life, even though it's very emotional. And somebody is crying at some point every day, and it's usually my husband.
At one point, I had five girls that were between like 18 and 8. And while, you know, I was dealing with all five girls going through their emotions, I was going through menopause.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so funny how people don't like, not enough people talk about menopause, and I'm just right there. I'm 52, and
welcome to the night sweats.
I've never really heard people talk about it. And I just listened to this podcast that literally changed my life. I was like, I need to share this with every woman I know, even women who aren't close to menopause, so that they hear this conversation about what is normal, about what to expect, about what is okay.
And nobody talks about it.
No. And yet then you feel like you're losing your mind. Like, is this how I'm feeling is a real feeling, even if the way I'm feeling about it is not necessarily real, but my feelings are real. And, you know, the weight gain and all of the things that nobody wants to talk about, I feel like as women, we have done each other a disservice.
It's true.
We've not talked enough about it.
We don't talk about it. We don't explain it. We leave women guessing.
For me, I just kind of made a decision just this year of like, actually from about 50, I turned 50. I was like, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to live my best life. And then menopause hit. And I was like, I'm living the worst days of my life. This is actually the worst stage of my life. And then I just kind of went, I'm not going to suffer for the rest of my life. I'm going to figure out things and ways to get through this, to not ruin every relationship I have, and live my best life to the best of my ability. You know, so I'm still figuring that out, but loving the conversation.
My bestie and I used to laugh, and she would say, actually, I think this is the first time we've been in our right mind in a long time. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? And she said, because, you know, you put up, especially Delilah, with a whole lot of crap. And now you're just like, saying no. I said, I'm not saying no. I'm taking dynamite and blowing everything up.
Blowing it up and saying, this is what I should have said years ago.
Why
was I so scared? Yeah. Why was I so timid? Why? And now it's like, actually, I tell them all the time, I think 50s are amazing because you actually begin to tell the truth and you care less. It's not that you don't care, but you care less about what people think about you, and you care more about saying, it's so much more important to actually say how I feel and to speak it out and to tell the truth.
Yeah. Whew. So you raise girls.
They are so different, but that teenage thing that we're in at the moment and the dynamic, because obviously I have twin daughters and then a younger daughter. And so there's always this dynamic of a third wheel and a third. I think that exists in any odd number of kid families, but especially in a family of three kids. Like, I mean, I was the youngest of five, so I didn't feel that as much, but it's definitely this. And it's sometimes two against one because the twins have this like bond, and our youngest daughter's like, here I am and who do I have? And
so you're the youngest of five.
Yes.
And yep. How many great grands do your folks have?
They have nine great grands, and my kids are the youngest grandkids. And then it's kind of funny because my kids are closer in age to the great grandkids than they are to their cousins. Their cousins are more like aunt and uncles to them.
Yeah. So you're the five that preceded you. You were the baby baby.
Yes.
So my baby baby, Natalie, is eight. And I just took five of my granddaughters on a little work trip. I had to work. And the oldest one is about to turn 17. So trying to explain to people, no, he's he's her uncle. Like, that's like your kids. Your kids are.
Yes.
Are aunts and uncles to the great grandbabies.
Right.
That they're close.
So-
Yeah,
but they're closer in age to them. So it's so confusing, but wonderful. I wouldn't change a second of it. I love big families, love when we're all together. So it's kind of nice because when we come out to the Northwest, we just get to see them all in one fell swoop. And it's awesome.
Well, and if you're here during the summer, only you're probably going to be working a lot this summer. I would guess you're going to be on stage a lot the next couple of months.
What's funny is I started taking my summers off when my kids entered middle school, and much to the chagrin of managers and agents and everybody else, because summer is such a heavy work time, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Christmas, especially in the Christian community or music industry.
You got
2 months in December, and then you got the summer concert tours.
But I just said, I'm so grateful that I've gotten to do music. I'm grateful that what would be a hobby I get to call my job, but my calling, my first ministry is my family. And so I wanted to spend those days that they weren't in school, I wanted to be with them. So I just said no to working. I don't work in the summer. I spend it with my kids.
And will that be the case this summer? Are you sticking to your guns, even though you and Dolly Parton are tearing things up?
I'm sticking to my guns. We're going to Europe as a family. It's always been the kids' dream to go to Paris, and we were going to wait and give it as a graduation present. And then, you know, one of the things I think COVID also did was just live life while you can. Just
while you can.
Do what you can. You know, don't put it off. And so we said, no, we're not going to put it off. We're going to go to Paris and Italy, and we're going to eat our way through Europe.
That sounds delightful. That sounds delightful.
Live our best lives. We're very excited.
While you're doing Paris and eating the baguettes, my husband and I, my husband who's 70, we are taking our two youngest and maybe a couple of my grandkids, their mom hasn't decided yet, across country in a 30-year-old motorhome.
Okay, so that could make me tear up. So one of the reasons that I do, like I'm a touring artist, it's because when I was a kid and summers would hit, my dad was a traveling salesman and we had an old motor home. And every summer, the day after we got out of school, all five of us kids and my mom and dad would get in the motor home. So before I started touring for a living, I had seen every state in America except for the exception. I'd never been to Alaska, and I hadn't been to one other that was far, far, far east. And I can't remember now because I've been to them all. But that was such a gift as a family to do that. I love a road trip. Like I love a road trip. So I hope your daughter lets your grandkids go because that is the stuff life is made of. It's the good stuff. It's the good stuff.
I stinking love a road trip. You got to have the road trip snacks and the games. You know, you figure out how many license plates you can spot from all the different states, and we write them down, and it's so much fun.
I
So
love
much
that's when we
fun.
discovered that I even was so musical was like my siblings, we would all sing together in the car and my parents would sing. And it's just, those are some of my fondest memories of my life are those road trips.
We do that too, only here's the difference. I can't sing.
But you're making a joyful noise.
I'm so glad God said make a joyful noise.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you going to be doing stuff with Dolly Parton now that you've got this song with her?
I don't know. Even the way that that happened was just such an incredible. I don't know if anybody's ever shared with us, you, the story about how we even ended up recording together, but
all right, tell me how Step by Step came about.
So, first it was last March, or might have been the March before. Times, the older you get, time runs together, right? I was asked to come and do the season opener for Dollywood, which is in East Tennessee here. And so I was so excited to do the opening concert. I was like, the kids are going to come. We love Dollywood. It's an incredible amusement park. And it was a couple of days before the show, and my manager called and said, hey, I just heard from Dolly's manager, and she's going to be at Dollywood. And she was wondering, if, as only Dolly would say, if it wouldn't trouble you too greatly, could she come and join you on a song? And I was like, She can trouble anybody. It's named after her. It's
Dollywood. I'm going to open Dollywood.
You can do whatever you'd like, Dolly. So she came in and sang with me, and it was such a magical moment for me and a moment I'll never forget. She's so gracious. And there were so many takeaways for me from when she came to rehearse. And she came in and she knew everybody's name that worked at Dollywood. She knew the guy that was driving the golf cart. She knew the guy. I mean, there were so many life lessons to me just about how she interacted. She knew their families. She knew what was happening with their family. She was asking about this person's child. And I just went, Dolly, this is why you're Dolly. So that was kind of it. I thought I had my Dolly moment. I'm going to tell my grandkids about it. It's going to be wonderful. I knew that I wanted to I was doing a remake record of all these songs that I've loved throughout the years. And I knew that I was going to do Step by Step because I've always loved Preacher's Wife and blah, blah, blah. So I was thinking, like, who do I want to do the song with me? Well, I didn't know that my manager ended up asking Dolly. I had no clue. I'd never even said Dolly. And he said, hey, Dolly, would you ever be interested in doing this song? And so she listened to it and she said, oh, I love it so much, but I'm so sorry. My schedule isn't going to allow for it. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he came and said, hey, I wanted to let you know Dolly passed. And I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't even know Dolly was, I didn't even know Dolly was an option. So I didn't know to be disappointed. And it was about 3 weeks later and I got a letter on Dolly letterhead. Hot pink Dolly, as you would imagine it to be.
And it's probably framed. You framed it, didn't you?
Oh, of course. And it just said, Natalie, I keep listening to that song Step by Step. I keep listening to your version. It just keeps ringing and calling me back. I can't get it out of my head. And I just think it's such a good song for you and such a good song for the world right now. If it's not too late for me, would it actually be possible for me to sing that song with you? And I was like, what earth am I living on? Like, Dolly Parton wrote me a letter, first of all. And then she asked if it was too late or if she could be on the song. And I'm like, Dolly, of course you could. Again, you're Dolly.
Again, you're Dolly.
The answer is always yes, if it's Dolly. And so we didn't get to record together because I was on tour and she was actually in a studio in East Tennessee. But one of the things too for me that was, you know, you've been in this business for so long and you've heard so many collaborations and you know the people are usually never in the same room. And sometimes the person will just kind of send over what they send over, right? You know, they're like, this is the parts I'm singing. And they just, especially if you're Dolly and you're, you know, whatever. I'm going to
give
you
Dolly. Yeah.
I'm going to sing it through a few times. I'm going to give you what I give you. And this is what you get. That was not Dolly. Dolly, she cared so much about how she did it, and she arranged the vocals at the end, and she gave her 110% to it. And I just thought, again, a woman that's been doing this for so long could have phoned that in all she wanted, but she really is. There's just nobody like Dolly Parton. She's a one in a gazillion.
One in a gazillion. I've had the joy of interviewing her a couple of times, and she is so kind, and it feels like you're talking to an old friend.
Yes. Like she makes everybody feel like they're her best friend. It's a gift.
Yeah, it truly is a gift. And now, I also want to talk about Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen and how a Christian song ended up in a Broadway smash hit.
Well, what's really funny is it started in the Broadway smash hit, and it was always in Dear Evan Hansen. And that's really how the song became well known. Everybody knew it from the Dear Evan Hansen musical. And then Sam Smith, I think, did a cover of it. And it's funny, I'd never, you know, I love Broadway, but I'm not like some people are like musical junkies. You know what I mean? They like live for okay. Yeah. They live for it.
And, do you see my hand going up?
You're like, that would be you. The guys that wrote the music for Dear Evan Hansen, and of course, right now his name is slipping my mind, and he's our friend. And it's one of the reasons I knew the song, and is
It's okay. Goodness. It'll come to you. And you're going to...
And they also wrote all the music for The Greatest Showman and so many great Broadway musicals and movies. This song... I always loved the song. So it wasn't like I thought about recording it because I was like, I can't explain how it, for me, when I would listen to it, I know it wasn't written as a Christian song, but I just felt faith when I listened to it. Every time I heard that, you know, just lift your head and look around and you will be found. If you feel the dark come crashing through, when you need a friend, there's just so much about the lyric that I'm like, there's a hope in this lyric. There's something that comes through this lyric that's more than just a song. And it was during 2020, a very dear friend's son was going through addiction and they didn't know where he was. And I remember when he called us and said, my son was literally just found in the middle of the street. He was passed out from drugs. So his son was literally, the lyric says, and if you're broken on the ground, you will be found. And that's where his son was found, on the literal ground. And there was just something about it that struck me so deeply of who's been asking him the hard questions, who's been walking with him, who's been, you know. And I think that watching somebody in my own family, my nephew, go through deep addiction for years, and what that did to my sister and my family, and other friends that have gone through mental health crisis, myself going through postpartum depression, and then it turned into a real long battle of depression and anxiety. We don't, as a person of faith, we don't have those conversations enough because we think of them as not worldly conversations, but we try to fix everything with like this little faith bow that we put on it that's not the Bible I read. Actually, the Bible talks so much about hardship, about questions, about difficulty. Read through the Psalms, the writers of the Psalms. One day they're saying God is great, and the next day they're saying that God abandoned them. I understand the writers of the Psalms because they're on an emotional roller coaster all the time. I'm like, I so get you. Where one day you feel strong in your faith, and the next day you feel like God has completely forgotten you. And I think that recording this song, part of my intention was to help open up that conversation in the faith world where it's actually okay to talk about, you can be a Christian and be depressed. You can. God doesn't want you to stay there. And there are so many ways that we can get out of that depression. But it real life and in this broken life, I think when we try to make Christianity this nice, neat little package with a bow on it, that isn't actually serving the children of God well. I think honest conversations about real life and real pain and real hope would serve people so much better. And it's one of the reasons I ended up recording the song. And I feel it in America, maybe more than other places even, is just this real religious spirit. You know, this idea of religion that has these rules. And I'm like, where did we miss who Jesus is? And I feel like so much when you look around the world at the moment, especially in the church world, it's so funny because I was just having this conversation earlier this morning with somebody where the church gets so riled up about certain things that are the world. And you're like, the world is the world. Like, why are you getting so riled up? That's not a person that subscribes to your faith. So why are you expecting
them to live by your rules when you can't live by your rules?
Exactly. And so I feel like when you look at, just go back to looking at Jesus, you go, wait, when he was on the cross in his most vulnerable moment, we see that humanity right before he gave up his spirit. We see him say, why did you forsake me?
Why did you turn your back on me?
Why did you? And it's in that moment where I'm like, okay, but even Jesus had those feelings. And yet we're trying to tell everybody to shut up about them, to stifle them, to pray their way out of it. When you're like, but even Jesus had a moment, and he's Jesus. It's okay to have your feelings. It's okay. He doesn't want you to stay there, but it's okay to acknowledge that it is it's a real feeling. Acknowledge them. Don't stuff them. Because when people do that, that never ends well.
Never ends well. I love spending time with a special guest on our podcast and introducing you to them. This sponsor helps me on this mission of bringing their stories to life, and I am so grateful. Spring has sprung, and I am all about it. Life feels so fresh, so new, and in full bloom. I'm dressing the part in colors that capture the mood and in my makeup choices, too. Enter Laura Geller Beauty and all the goodness they have to offer. Laura Geller has the lipstick of your dreams in a perfectly curated trio, a timeless cream lipstick that delivers intense color in a non-drying formula. Long-wearing and lightweight, the full-coverage lipstick lasts from morning to or now much later evenings. It comes in three glamorous shades, perfect for the warmer seasons, Mauve Majesty, Pink Passion, and Berry Bliss. And can we talk about the Spackle Primer? The lightweight, non-greasy formula creates the perfect base, minimizing the look of pores and filling in fine lines for a smooth complexion. With six different shades like champagne, ethereal rose glow, and bronze, you can wear these tinted primers with or without makeup and become a natural beauty with a beautiful sun-kissed glow. This spring and summer, go for a glow up with Laura Geller Beauty. Find all that you need and more that you'll want at laurageller.com. That's LauraGeller, laurageller.com. It seems like, Natalie Grant, your entire persona, your entire life is kind of centered around having the hard conversations and exposing the hard truths. And I applaud you. I salute you. I thank God that you are bold and brave. Hope for Justice is a nonprofit organization that fights against something that is so heinous and so deplorable that you must sometimes feel like you've got a, you know, big red X on your back or a bullseye, because the people that are involved with human trafficking don't want people to know the truth.
You know, it's interesting because I've been in this fight for so long. I first learned about it in 2004. I'd never heard the term before. Strangely, funny, whatever you want to call it, I was watching Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and they did an episode on human trafficking, and I had literally never heard the term. And I was actually angry because I knew that Law & Order, which is still one of my favorite shows, and I was like, they're always ripped from the headlines. These episodes are based on a real case. But I'm like, they were showing kids being sold out of the back of a van in New York City. And I remember being like irritated, going, we would all know about it. There's no way children. So I ended up Googling, what is human trafficking? And that Google search led me on a journey that took my husband and I to India. We saw trafficking firsthand. We toured brothels. My husband went undercover posing as a potential customer. I mean, we learned the reality of what it is. And that was even back in 04. Started an organization in 05. Didn't even know what I was doing, but just knew I had to do something. We ended up merging with an organization in 2012 called Hope for Justice. And this last year, they rescued over 150,000 kids and are all over the globe. And I'm not the hero. I'm a mouthpiece. I talk about it. But there are heroes that have given their life to this fight, that are on the front lines of this fight, that every day one of our staff is having to move because somebody's found out where they live. And I mean, these people go into hiding. It's incredible what they've given their lives to do. But what's also incredible is that this is the fastest growing criminal activity in the world. I mean, this is not something that's getting smaller. This is something that these evil will always find a way, right? To evil people will do evil things. And what they've discovered is, wait, drugs, we can sell drugs, but that's just a one-time use.
Right.
But a human being, you can use over and over and over again. And so these people have figured out, like, wait a second, I can make all of this money off of one life that keeps being used, and the drug, I have to keep replenishing my supply. And so you've seen drugs and arms kind of go down a little bit, but the sale of human beings have gone up. And it's amazing to me how people are finally talking about this. Finally, you feel like this topic, this issue, this subject, it's like it's having a moment right now where God has said, enough, this is going to be brought into the light. What's been in the dear, just hearing it. And I do feel like we're coming into a season where God is accelerating those things that are in the dark being brought into the light.
And there is so much in the dark. Children vanish. And indigenous women.
Right.
The yes. number is astounding.
And you go, well, where did they go? They're being trafficked. And I do see that tide changing a little bit where we're having programs that really do help to go in and train law enforcement, because when we first started talking about trafficking, they viewed the victim like a prostitute.
Yeah.
So a victim would be arrested when you're like, that's a 15-year-old that you're putting in juvie for prostitution. She this is not the life she chose for herself. And even if you're saying, well, she did kind of,
no,
if my child has to get a permission slip to have their ears pierced, how is it that a 15-year-old can be held responsible for knowing what it is that they want to do with or without their, like, no, we're failing kids in that way. But so many of these law enforcement agencies don't understand, oh wait, but they're beginning to. These are not prostitutes. This is not prostitution.
This is human trafficking.
These are victims.
Well, Natalie Grant, thank you for spending all this time with me.
For having me.
Yes.
Inspiration. You are an inspiration.
So if somebody wants to come and see you, not this summer, because you're going to be traveling with your children and your husband, but where can they find you, or where can they...
Pretty simple. NatalieGrant.com. That's the same. My socials are under my name, Natalie Grant, and my website, NatalieGrant.com, has all my tour dates.
All right. So we can find you on tour. We can go listen to your song with Dolly, Step by Step. We can go listen to the soundtrack of Dear Evan Hansen, which is a great soundtrack.
Yeah,
and
incredible.
If anybody wants to get involved with the nonprofit, just Hope for Justice.
HopeForJustice.org.
Perfect. And hopefully people will step up to the plate and say, you know what? I want to make a difference. I want to save a child. I want to be a part of something bigger than me and greater than me that matters.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share about that.
Thank you. God bless you. I hope to talk to you soon.
I hope to talk to you again too. Take care.
Thank you for coming aboard and sharing from the heart today, Natalie. When you're done listening to this episode, there's a couple of things I want you to do. I want you to find Step by Step featuring Dolly Parton from her latest album, Seasons. I want you to check out all of her music. I want you to go to Natalie Grant, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, NatalieGrant.com for the latest information, music videos, concerts, and appearances, and just how to keep in touch. But most importantly, because I know this is what's most important to her heart, I want you to learn more about Hope for Justice and how you can get involved and save lives. I'm so thrilled to have had the opportunity to chat with Natalie today and for all of you to hear about her music, but especially about the good work she is trying to do. Whose life have you touched or inspired today? Today, in this season of spring, the season of new beginnings, have you gifted anyone with a smile, a kind word, an important hug? Isn't it surprising that when we do, the greatest gift doesn't seem to be in the giving, but in what we receive in our spirits? Be more giving of ourselves, and you will find out it fills your own cup. I hope your cup runneth over like the babbling brook outside my window that calls bathing birds, darting dragonflies, and sheep to come to its banks to drink deeply of the fresh water. Thank you for spending time with Natalie and me today. Join me next time on Love Someone and check out my daily podcast, Hey, It's Delilah. And of course, tune into my radio program nightly so we can help keep each other company.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.